Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
All right, so she's back. It's Monday morning. It's March 1st, the beginning of a new week, the beginning of a new month, and the beginning of a refreshing time for Laura Good.
Yeah, took a week off, decided to take vacation for the week with the husband, did some hiking, did some relaxing. It was lovely.
Yeah.
The last vacation that he and I took that wasn't just like a day was June of 2019.
You guys go, I mean, you have weekend little adventures though, but I understand what you're saying, a whole week.
Like a whole week, like, yeah, like the entire Monday through Friday, taking some time off, blah, blah, blah. We hadn't done that in a really long time. So I was like, you know what? Let's do that. And all of our trips in 2020 were canceled, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Yes.
So we were like, you know what? Last week in February, let's just take the week off and relax.
And did you do that? Now, your idea of relaxing is still going outdoors and getting a lot of activity done. My idea of relaxing is laying on a couch anywhere in the world and just laying on the couch anywhere in the world. But did you recharge? Did you relax?
Yes. Hold on. It was funny. Keith made the comment by Thursday. He was like, hey, you slept in until 7:30.
Yay!
I was like, I did, because for the first couple days, it's like you wake up at 4:30, and then you kind of, roll around, and you're like, and then you're just awake, and then I'd like read my book or something in bed, and just like not get out of bed, but just like stay in bed. And on Thursday, he was like, you weren't rolling around at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. You were doing okay.
There you go.
I said, yeah.
Took a few days for the body to realize you were on vacation. Yes.
Exactly.
But, you know, and people out there who have the first shift jobs, whether it be at a medical center or in a factory, you guys know this as well. When you're used to getting up at 4 in the morning, you go on vacation, your body still wants to get up, and then yeah, maybe it takes by Thursday to realize you could sleep until 7:30. So you did do that. You did sleep
in.
Yay.
I did.
You
slept relaxed. Relaxed. I read how many? I read one, two. I read three books.
Well, that's good. And you just relaxed and read all day. And
pretty much. Wow.
So that's it. We ran the show here from high atop Blue Hill by itself. And it was, it was weird without you, but the other guys get weird too. I mean, they like notice, like, I don't know, it's weird. I've been standing here all by myself for the better part of a year. You're on the other side, but you can't be seen. But for some reason, last week, they're like, hey, you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm okay. What do you mean? Well, you just look like you're all alone in there. I'm all alone in there all the time. I have this mystery voice coming out of this speaker over
here. Out of like a little tan box.
So what was I supposed to, disconnect the tan box while Laura was gone? I was like, no.
It's so funny you say that, though, because I do tend to just chatter on in queue, as we say.
Yeah.
And I know that other people are in the room and can hear me. Like, so, and then you'll text me and you'll be like, Mark says blah, 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 blah.
And then every once in a while, one of our pre-produced little thingies that people hear between songs, it's Tom and Laura, and every once in a while, Laura's dogs, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's a dog sound effect, rah, 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 you know? People come running. They're like, oh, no, Laura's dogs are on the show and Laura's not? Like, no.
Listen, I'm telling you, by the end of the month, we're going to be back in studio, but I'm bringing both dogs.
I can't wait, right? I cannot wait, because there is Murphy, the morning show dog. Everybody loves him, but MacGyver is still kind of a mystery to the audience.
I feel like MacGyver deserves to come in at least once or twice. Like, he deserves to be brought into the studio.
Oh, he absolutely
does. You get your second shot in 2 weeks.
Yes, I get my second COVID vaccine.
And then we'll let you recover from that. And I think by month's end, we'll be rocking and rolling in person again. Should be good.
I'm looking forward to it. The Quarantunes last week did a song that was Bruce Springsteen's originally, and then the Pointer Sisters made it popular in the 70s. That song called Fire. Hot Kisses Like Fire. Well, the Quarantunes did a song for me, and it was called Pfizer. Vaccine made by Pfizer. I was like, here we go. So, yes, hopefully by the end of the month, it'll be Tom and Laura in the studio. And then you know what happens after that? Well, besides the dogs, live guests hopefully streaming in after that. And maybe we'll get back to normal by springtime. That would be great.
I don't know. Here's hoping.
Yeah, here's hoping. In the meantime, Laura's back, and she's out there. Where?
In Elysburg.
And I'm here on Blue Hill. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Well, the Golden Globes were last night. The 78th annual Golden Globes.
Yeah, virtual. It was an interesting way to present it, which is fine.
Yeah, I guess the winners were, a lot of shows I never heard of.
Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture, Daniel Kaluuya, Judas and the Black Messiah.
For Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series, Catherine O'Hara.
Best TV Series, Musical or Comedy.
Creek. Best Animated Motion Picture.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Limited Series, Mark Ruffalo.
Best Screenplay Motion Picture, Aaron Sorkin, The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Best Performance by an Actress, Drama,
Emma Corrin, The Crown.
Josh O'Connor, The Crown.
Best Television Series, Drama, The Crown.
Best Supporting Actress, Jodie Foster.
Best Actress in a Supporting Television Role, Gillian Anderson.
Actress in a Limited Series, Anya Taylor-Joy for The Queen's Gambit.
Best Television Limited Series, Queen's Gambit.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Chadwick Boseman.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Best Actor in a Television Series, Musical or Comedy,
Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso.
Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy,
Rosamund Pike, I Care a Lot.
Musicals and Comedy,
Borat Subsequent Movie Count.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat Subsequent Movie Count.
Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture or Drama, Andra Day.
Best Motion Picture Director,
Chloe Zhao, Nomadland.
Best Motion Picture Drama,
Nomadland.
So there's basically a 2.5 hour TV show virtually done, summed up in about 60 seconds. There you go.
Do you know what's funny, though? A lot of the things that won, Nomadland, I Care a Lot, Rosamund Pike won for that. Mm-hmm. Those only just recently were released streaming. So I haven't had the opportunity to watch some of those. They only just popped up.
Yeah. And The Crown? It won a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I love The Crown. Ugh.
And what was that
so
other
good.
One? The Queen's what? The Queen? I don't know.
The Queen's Gambit. That's the one about chess.
Oh, that's
on
right.
Netflix.
The chess movie.
Yeah, come on now. You know that one. I was happy to see that Schitt's Creek won, though.
Yeah, and I was surprised that they bleeped out the first word because it's like,
oh,
it's not S-H-I-T.
Said, oh, well. Isn't this the thing that we, didn't we do this a while ago where I said Schitt's Creek like 17 times?
Yeah.
It's the name. It's S-C-H-I-T-T.
And they bleeped it out on national TV, whatever. Anyway, if you know any of those shows and you enjoyed them, then you enjoyed the Golden Globes. Me, I'll just say news is next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Welcome to March. March is Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month.
What?
It's also American Red Cross Month and Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month and Brain Injury Awareness Month and Clap for Health Month and Credit Education Month and Dolphin Awareness Month, Employee Spirit Month, International Ideas Month, Birth Month, and... Seriously? I'm not even halfway through this stinking list.
Easy.
How about Look It Up Yourself Month or Sorry for Wasting Your Time Month?
Hey.
Okay, that's enough.
Whoa.
Okay, man.
That went from 0 to 60 really quickly.
Our production staff is a little uptight on this Monday morning.
Whoa.
It's a new month.
Take a deep breath.
You're
going to
have a lot of this stuff. It's a new month.
Do you know what I find really satisfying?
What's that?
The fact that the first of this particular month is on a Monday. Like, it matches.
Yeah, because it's a fresh new start for everything, right? I mean...
Yeah, like, number one, Monday, first day of the work week. Mm-hmm. It's very satisfying when that happens. I know that Friday will be the 5th.
Yeah.
It's easy.
It's just because you're coming off of vacation, so you're like, fresh start, Monday, March 1st,
yeah,
boom.
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, we're just around the corner from Raise the Region. We'll be talking about that in the next few weeks.
Oh, I love that. That's so wonderful.
St. Patrick's Day's coming up in a few weeks.
Ooh,
that's my favorite time of the year.
It gives you an excuse to talk like a leprechaun.
Yeah. And as my grandfather used to say, the amateurs party on New Year's Eve, the pros wait till St. Patrick's Day. There you go.
It's true.
So,
it's very true.
Oh, today is, as we mentioned at the top of the show, Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
Indeed it is. You know what? I feel like we need to settle this great debate that has been ongoing for eons.
Okay.
Smooth or chunky?
You know what? I'd have a hard time voting on that because I like them both. Like, some days I'm in a chunky mood. Some days I'm in a smoothie mood. You know what I mean? How about
See,
you?
And I like, no, I like smooth peanut butter.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Central PA? Let us know.
Folks are going to be divided. I can feel it. But we're going to post it up on the 94KX Facebook page. Head on there, and we want to know, smooth or chunky peanut butter?
Okay. And by the end of the show, if not tomorrow morning, we'll have a final tally. And whichever peanut butter loses, by the way, will take 30 days off and then stage a comeback. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
What are you doing right now? You ordering coffee? Are you at a drive-thru ordering your coffee? Or do you like going into Starbucks and making a big deal about your coffee? We have some viral comedy. Laura, listen to this dude who works at a Starbucks. He's a barista, whatever. And
A barista?
Yeah. The people order their stuff. And why do we have to repeat the order? Don't you write your name on the cup? Can't they just say, Laura, your coffee's ready? You know, and then Laura would get up and get the coffee. No.
Maybe there are two Lauras. Maybe it's very busy and two people ordered the exact same thing. You want to be certain.
Oh, I don't know about the exact same thing. Listen to this.
I have a fancy cup of water, 11 degrees, extra ice, extra water, no foam, with room, flat lid, and upside down for...
Now, that's funny.
wait. Can you play that again, please?
Of course
it was water, 11 degrees, extra ice.
And then finally,
I have a fancy cup of water, 11 degrees, extra ice, extra water, no foam, with room, flat lid, and upside down for...
Oh, my gosh.
Just one of today's viral comedy cuts you'll hear. That's a new feature.
Listen, don't get me wrong. I love Starbucks, but I guarantee that venti cup of water, 11 degrees, extra ice, no foam with room holding upside down, costs $7.
And I could almost guarantee you that the person that ordered it did it on purpose just to hear it repeated back.
To hear the person go, arr!
Yeah, Google Starbucks barista bizarre order, and you'll see it. It's a viral comedy every morning.
With Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
I could use $250,000.
Yes, please.
You too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, who couldn't? But it's not going to be easy.
What do we have to do?
Yeah, a group calling themselves the Center for Inquiry is running a contest that'll pay you $250,000 if you can prove you have superpowers. What?
Define superpowers.
I don't know. Like Superman, or maybe you could see through walls, or maybe you could fly.
I can be woken up in a car from a dead sleep, and as long as I've been someplace one time, I can tell you where I am.
That sounds super to me! Stop the music. I think.
Seriously. Yeah. So does that count? Is my question.
It might be a superpower. So far, tons of people have actually applied for this money, thinking that they have superpowers. I think these are people that live in their mom's basement. I don't
know. Probably, but that's cool.
They go to Comic-Con.
It's okay if you live in your mom's basement. It's fine.
No, it's not.
It is. It's fine.
This is what the show lacked last week. Laura's sticking up for everybody.
Okay. Well, anyway. Listen, you don't know someone's circumstance, so don't be Judgy McJudgerson there, Thomas.
Judgy McJudgerson? I am Irish. Yes, Judgy McJudgerson. That's my real name. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so $250,000 could be yours. If you want to Google it, it's the Center for Inquiry. And they're offering $250K if you can prove that you have superpowers.
Murphy, do you have superpowers? What do you think?
Super dog superpowers? Powers? Yeah, probably.
Yes or no? What do you think? He says yes.
And you don't even want to ask MacGyver because we know he has superpowers.
He's snoozing. We're not gonna bug him. Oh. He's a little tired.
Okay. Hey, we're going to bug some late night TV guys coming up in just a bit. Jimmy Fallon talks about Hasbro toys are now becoming movies.
Okay.
He very likes exciting. That. And Bill Maher wants to talk about Daft Punk. Why did they break up? Details on the way.
Wonderful.
Birthday buddies and more.
It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the Morning and Murphy and MacGyver right here on 94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, friends. It's been a week. Tom had to take over. I heard he did a great job. This morning, though, I struggled trying to find some stories to chat about, but I finally found one. And Tom, you're going to appreciate it.
Okay.
A guy calling himself the COVID Bandit.
Okay.
He basically is walking around Denver, New York City, all these different cities, leaving gigantic tips.
Goes so much further than just the dollars in your hand. You know, it really did just lift like a little bit of stress off everyone's shoulders for, you know, a little bit, and just like little restoration of faith in humanity.
Wow.
Do you want to know the amount that he left at a restaurant in Denver?
Yeah, do tell.
$6,800.
Wow, where'd he come up with that amount?
I have no idea. Basically, he wanted to make sure that every single employee at the restaurant, waiters, waitresses, bartenders, busboys, the chef, etc.,
yeah,
they all got $200.
Oh, okay. So you multiply 200 by the employees, I guess you come up with $6,800.
Right?
That's a huge tip, and that's good news.
That's great news. All right, coming up next, a feel-good story coming out of Texas. A grandmother needed to have open-heart surgery, couldn't get an appointment for a COVID vaccine, and she wanted it before she went into the hospital. So she got on this app called Nextdoor to see if people in her area had any leads. A total stranger messaged her on the app, gave up their appointment to get her vaccinated. They ended up going together. This person gave her a ride, and the people in charge saw that act of kindness, decided that both of them would get vaccinated that day.
That's excellent. That's good news.
And last but not least, a snowplow in Washington State got stuck when clearing a road for a guy with COVID who needed to get to the hospital and fast. So rescuers ended up using a regular old sled.
What?
To get him to an ambulance that was about a quarter mile away, couldn't get through because of all the snow.
Okay.
Now, 2 weeks later, he's back home. He's recovering, and him and Plow Guy, they're buds.
Nothing like taking a ride to the hospital on the old flexible flyer.
Right? You know what I mean? And we know that today is National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, but before we close this out, I normally do three stories, but I wanted to point out,
okay,
today is World Compliment Day. So, if you want to tell someone how great they are, or good, today's the perfect day to do it.
Yay!
And that's the good news.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
So glad Laura's back on this Monday, on this 1st of March, because it's National That Fruit Stuff Day. That's French. Fruit compote? No.
Compote.
Oh, there it is. See, we
fruit
need your
compote.
French.
Just compote.
Okay, fruit compote day.
Compote. But basically pureed fruit with a little bit of lemon juice and sweetener of your choice.
There it is. The French invented it a long time ago. We added whipped cream to it just recently. There it is. It's also National...
Ew. Yeah. Wait. Back up.
What?
Whipped cream on fruit compote?
Yeah. So it says. I don't know.
Yucky.
Ready Whip is for everything, I say.
I don't like Ready Whip.
Neither do I, because we don't know what it is. It just comes out of the can, and we're like, it's whipped cream. No, it's not.
I mean, if I'm going to eat chemical-laden anything, give me Cool Whip.
There you go. Cool Whip. We didn't have it till we landed on the moon. Anyway,
exactly.
It's National Pig Day, honoring the domesticated pig. Okay.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
It's a lot of days. There's a lot going on this Monday, March 1st.
And it's National Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
And you know what? We asked Central Pennsylvania what they preferred, smooth peanut butter or chunky? And this is a debate that's split down the middle, my friends.
Oh, my.
Most people on the 94KX Facebook page are saying smooth, but then we're getting very specific. Penny says, and I quote, smooth, and then in capital letters, it must be Jif.
Hey, choosy mothers choose Jif. That's all I'm saying.
Other people, for example, both Jennifer and Debbie say, both, we don't discriminate. Peanut butter is peanut butter. Ooh. And we love it.
Okay, so Skippy, Jif, or store brand. Doesn't matter, huh?
Yeah, Amy says chunky. Kim says chunky. A lot of people saying smooth. Barb says snooth. I'm hoping that's a typo. I don't know what snooth peanut butter is. Yeah. Good
all right.
stuff.
I like smooth on an English muffin, okay?
But, oh my gosh, that's what my breakfast is this morning.
Oh, what do you know? But I like crunchy on a sandwich.
Mm. Oh, no.
No?
I like crunchy to eat by the spoonful.
Wait, you just eat it right out of the jar?
I don't want the crunchy on anything. Or I mix crunchy peanut butter in yogurt. Like just regular, like non-fat, plain yogurt.
Sounds
so unsweetened. And then you mix it together and you slice some strawberries on top.
Sounds like a Try It Tuesday, actually. That's what sounds like. Yum.
Right?
Yum, yum, yum.
We did make peanut butter a couple weeks back. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter in the blender?
It was very cool and very tasty. Hey, last week in your absence, I invited anyone possible to come to the back door of the radio station on Blue Hill, knock on the door, hand me some weird piece of food, and I would eat it for Try It Tuesday.
And?
Nobody showed up. So I was okay.
Oh.
I was all right. I said, we'll do the regular Try It Tuesday next week with Laura.
Actually, this past week when I was off, several individuals texted me things to try for Try It Tuesday.
Oh, for tomorrow? Or they
yes.
didn't know you were
like,
off?
Like ideas. Like,
okay.
Here, there's this thing you need to try. I was like, oh, all right. So I can't just say, I did have an idea myself, but then so many people were messaging me ideas.
Yay.
That
okay.
I might have to break down and do this one, and it looks so disgusting, but it's a thing on TikTok, and so I might have to do it.
Let me tell you something. If you say it's disgusting, it's got to be disgusting.
It just looks nasty. But now, I think like six people have messaged me about this thing.
Oh, okay. So stand by. It may happen tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it might have to.
On Try It Tuesday. In the meantime, news is coming up next. Mark has that. Rob has the sports. Steve has the AccuWeather.
And Tom and Laura, we just have, what do we have, Tom?
Oh, we just have us. And there it is, next hour.
Woohoo! It's coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right, you gotta appear in court on Zoom. Well, there's room for stupidity there, especially when you show up missing clothing.
You must be Michael Wright.
Yes, sir.
We give you the opportunity to go put some clothes on.
Yeah.
It appears the defendant has out of bed and has just clothed himself.
So here's the deal. Maybe you feel like you're going to lose the shirt paying fines.
Uh-huh.
And
there it is.
And there it is. Meanwhile, a plastic surgeon decided to go to court as well while doing surgery.
Hello?
Are you available for trial? It kind of looks like you're in an operating room right now.
I am, sir. I'm in an operating room. Yes, I'm available for trial. Go right ahead.
So unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room appearing to be actively engaged in...
Yes! To be learned.
And there it is. On 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, hanging out in two different locations and doing that show. Laura's back. We'll check with Facebook and what kind of peanut butter do you like? Central PA is heating up that argument.
Yeah. People are sharing it, commenting. It's pretty hilarious. Folks are very passionate about their peanut butter.
All right. We'll check into that in just a bit. First, yes or BS on peanuts. Peanuts grow underground.
Yes.
That is true. That's why they're not truly a nut, because nuts grow on trees, but peanuts grow underground. I didn't know that.
Aren't they a legume?
Yeah, or a potato. One of those.
A bean.
Yeah,
they're a bean, basically.
Yes, they're a bean. Very good. Next.
It takes 540 peanuts to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter.
I'm thinking about how big a 12-ounce jar is. I guess that's not the really large one, but 540? Yeah, I say yeah.
Good job. According to the National Peanut Board, anything labeled peanut butter has to be at least 90% peanuts, most or more than that, and it takes just about 550 to make a jar of peanut butter.
Wow. Yes or BS, there are 32 cities in the United States with peanut in their name.
No way. That's got to be BS.
That's way too many. But there are six, believe it or not. Peanut, California. Peanut, Tennessee. Peanut, West Virginia. Upper Peanut, Pennsylvania. And what? Lower Peanut, Pennsylvania.
What? Where is Peanut, Pennsylvania?
It's out near Pittsburgh. I got to go visit that place.
No way.
Yeah.
Upper and Lower Peanut?
Upper and Lower Peanut, Pennsylvania. That's
great.
Oh,
my gosh. It is.
Yeah. That's great. Let's go visit that place.
All right. Peanut butter was originally sold as a peanut substitute for people who had no teeth.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's actually true.
What?
So a year after it was invented in 1894, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg. Yeah,
wait,
Kellogg's
cereal. Kellogg, the cereal guy.
He tried to market peanut butter as a good source of protein for toothless people.
All right, then. And we still have it today. And I don't know why we need a world's record for this, but the record for throwing a peanut the farthest is just over 124 feet. What?
I'm going to say yes. Why not?
Yes. It's totally ridiculous, but they do it in an annual contest in the UK. And the record was set in 2008, and it still stands. So start throwing peanuts today, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh. You could be
the world champion coming up. Wow.
Peanut tossing. Oh, boy.
All right. Not to be confused with upper or lower peanut, Central PA loves their peanut butter.
They really do. And you know what? Mary Kay is a woman after my own heart. I was talking about how I like crunchy, but I only eat it by the spoonful. I don't like to put it on things.
Yeah.
She says, and I quote, "Jeff, smooth. By the spoonful, I sit down, I relax, and I eat it directly from the jar."
Wow. And she has teeth. There you go.
Right? Wonderful.
All right. Anybody else? Like, we're really chiming in on this today.
Lots of people are saying both. I feel like the smooths have sort of overtaken the chunkies.
Okay. We asked early this morning on our Facebook page, which do you prefer, smooth peanut butter or crunchy or chunky? And that is the question of the day on Facebook.
Oh, but Katie proving me wrong literally as we're on air commenting chunky. So I don't know. It goes back and forth.
It's pretty cool. Please do continue to let us know. And if we don't wrap it up when we wrap up the show today, we will visit it tomorrow. Tom and Laura on Facebook.
Right here on 94KX.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Oh, maybe she's coming
around.
Buy me
some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back, for it's root for the Phillies.
I see what you did
there. If they don't win, it's a shame.
Phillies baseball.
It's one,
Phillies
two,
baseball.
Three strikes, you're out at the old Phillies ball game.
Yeah, spring training baseball started yesterday, but for the Phillies, it starts today. And Eagle 107 is your home for Phillies baseball again this season. So we're excited about it.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to surprise you, Thomas.
Okay, surprise.
I am A-OK with baseball this year. Let's have 257,000 games. because it has been a year, and I feel like when we can finally pack those stadiums, whatever sport you're a fan of, you should be able to go to it, get yourself a beer, and cheer on your team.
There you go. I hope they start letting more and more people in as the season progresses. Keep in mind, this is only spring training, but it's baseball. The Baltimore Orioles and the Philadelphia Phillies at 1 o'clock this afternoon on Eagle 107.
Cool.
That's exciting. See, even the dog's excited.
I know. Murphy, do you want to go and eat the Philly Fanatic? Where's the Fanatic?
Okay, that was unexpected.
What about the Oriole? That's what he's barking at, actually. He's barking at the birds in the backyard. I haven't seen a robin yet.
All right. But
there's like squirrels and birds rolling around outside. That's what he's like making the noise at.
Ah, spring is on the way. And so is Bob. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe he was saying hello to Bob. Bob's got our deal of the day with Tom and Laura coming up. Wrapping up the show with a thought for the day. I covered it last week. I don't know how good it was, but they were funny. We kept them funny every single day.
Well, that's good.
I just pretty much Googled funny thoughts for the day. Okay. I'll be honest with you. There was no real deep philosophy behind any of it. But we did wrap up the show the way we always do. But Laura's back, and she's got the thought for the day. Chad Evans just walked in with a big, tall coffee. Yeah, that must mean...
Nice. You know what? Today's a good day for a coffee.
Oh, it's so damp and so
rainy,
foggy.
It's foggy. My sister told me about this thing. Again, so many Try It Tuesday opportunities.
Okay.
From Duncan, that Charlie D'Amelio from TikTok, like she's like the number one TikToker. Anyway, did this like Dunkin' Donuts hack thing where it's like an iced coffee with the cold foam with some cinnamon sugar on top, blah, 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 blah. But I Googled it. Mm-hmm. And then my sister tried it, and she said it was delicious.
Oh, okay. So she tried it, or she made her own?
She tried it. She went to Dunkin' and bought it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that could be a Try It Tuesday, but I still kind of like the first one you mentioned, and we're not going to reveal it because
we are not.
We talked about it, and it's kind of gross, but I want to see if it works. And there's no.
And about 27 people messaged me about this, and they're like, "Laura, you need to do this," and I was like, "Okay," but it looks disgusting.
And there's no better way to try a disgusting food than to have your morning show partner do it instead of you. So I want you to try it. And
you're
tell
welcome.
Us-
I'll take one for the team. It's fine.
Try It Tuesday, of course, happens tomorrow. Our thought for the day today on this Monday.
It's Monday. It's March 1st, which means new month, new goals, new opportunities, and the beginning of a new week. So it's Monday, friends. Get up and create something amazing this week. You
great
can do
way.
It.
Great way to start the week and the month. No doubt about it.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.